Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good evening, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you so much for joining us on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if there's anything that's on your mind in the world of health or otherwise, 844-236-6010 is our number, and we love hearing from you on The Bright Side. We'll be speaking to Ryan Liddell at the bottom of the hour. Ryan is a prolific author, and I've known him for many years. His latest book is called Everything the Government Does is Bad for Us. Ryan is a big-time longevity distributor, and he's also an author, and he's written several books about health and nutrition. His latest, Everything the Government Does is Bad for Us. That's a compelling title, I would say. Not necessarily inaccurate. We'll talk to Ryan Liddell at the bottom of the hour. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get to your calls in our next segment, if we have calls. Also want to remind you to take a peek at our Truth Skin Health products, which are all available at TruthTreatments.com. TruthTreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. I've been formulating skin health products, as many of you guys know, for 30-plus years. Going on, let's see now, 2022, 31 years. I formulated my first skincare product in 1981. Hard to believe. I'm sorry, 1991. Hard to believe that it was that long ago that I started my first skincare business, and I've learned a lot about the skin. In fact, these days I'm teaching about the skin. I just taught a class this morning at Lash & Co. for about 30 estheticians and esthetician students, and I talked about some of my formulation ideas and some of the topics that we talk about on the bright side when it comes to skin health. If you want to leverage the power of active ingredients, the power of nutritional ingredients, the power of what I call biogenic ingredients, that is ingredients that are already found in the skin for healing and for beauty, head to TruthTreatments.com and check out our Truth Skin Health products. You can also take a look at our Truth Reviews at TruthReviewed.com. We've got thousands of 4- and 5-star reviews. If you're interested in starting a home-based business, you want to take a look at the Longevity Business Opportunity, click on the Join the Team link at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, or CriticalHealthNews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. You can call that number to purchase products. You can also purchase Longevity products off our websites, BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, or CriticalHealthNews.com. And if you are in the Colorado area next Saturday, that is March 19th at 11 a.m., myself, Farmer Glenn Schultz, and Dr. Taylor Mitchell will be doing a talk on longevity and the longevity business. Dr. Mitchell will be talking about detoxification. Glenn, Farmer Glenn, as I've been talking about for the last couple of weeks, last month or so, is on the way to reversing stage 4 cancer. About 3 or 4 months ago, actually maybe now 6 months ago, when he was first diagnosed. Let me think here. I think it was about September, October he was first diagnosed, and he wasn't looking so good. They gave him about 6 months to live, and Glenn is a miracle. And I attribute, and he attributes that miracle to the fact that he's been supplementing with longevity supplements for probably going on 10 years now. Dr. Mitchell and Glenn Schultz will be our guests at our Longevity Super Saturday, along with me. I'll be talking about nutritional supplementation and the business opportunity, the longevity business opportunity. If that sounds intriguing, we'll also be giving away some Beyond Tangy Tangerine to entice you to attend. Everybody who attends will get a jug of BTT, Beyond Tangy Tangerine. That's 11 a.m. next Saturday, March 19th, in my lab. Not in my lab, but in my building, which contains my lab and my pharmacy, at 11640 Teller Street, zip code 80020. Hope to see you there. If you want more info, call 866-735-2470 or send me an email, ben@ksco.com. All right, Ryan Liddell at the bottom of the hour. Everything the government does is bad for us. Your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. There's lots I want to talk about here. We've been covering the skin, and considering I spent the whole morning, several hours this morning anyway, talking about the skin, I thought I would continue talking about some interesting little tidbits about the skin. This is an article from the Journal of Experimental Dermatology. Dietary sphingolipids improve skin barrier functions by upregulating ceramides in the epidermis. I bet you haven't heard of sphingolipids. Actually, you probably have because I talked about them a couple weeks ago. Sphingolipids are really interesting molecules that are found in certain foods. You can eat them and get the benefits of them just by ingesting them. When you ingest sphingolipids, which are found in legumes and they're found in eggs, they're found in dairy products as well, when you eat these sphingolipids, they can help you improve your skin health, especially when it has to do with the skin barrier and, get ready for this, as it has to do with something called xerosis, X-E-R-O-S-I-S, which is a fancy way of saying dry skin. How ironic is it that we sell hundreds of millions of dollars of moisturizer, we spend hundreds of millions of dollars on moisturizing products, and everybody has dry skin? Clearly, moisturizers don't work. In fact, and I said this before, I'll say it again, the dumbest thing we can put on our dry skin is a moisturizer, because a moisturizer, so-called, is nothing of the kind. A moisturizer is just wax and oil with water. And this concoction of wax and oil and water and chemicals is supposed to somehow moisturize our skin. That does not happen. In fact, moisturizers suppress skin moisturization, thus assuring that we will become permanently dry and addicted to our moisturizing lotion. Classically, this happens with lip products. On the other hand, by ingesting certain foods and certain nutrients, you can help your skin make its own moisture factors, make its own moisture molecules. For one thing, essential fatty acids are key, like your Ultimate EFAs, and everybody who has dry skin should consider getting on the Ultimate EFAs. For another, using sphingolipids, which are fatty molecules that help improve the skin barrier function and improve the production of ceramides, which are important for skin moisturization. Protein is also important, especially amino acids like arginine and glutamine. Yes, you can buy arginine and glutamine just by themselves, and they can help you with your dry skin. And recently it's been discovered that a very interesting fatty nutrient, a very interesting essential fatty nutrient that we never think about when it comes to skin health also plays a role in skin hydration. And this is a fatty nutrient that many people, not surprisingly, are deficient in. Because this is a fatty nutrient that we get from exposure to the sun. Of course, I'm talking about vitamin E. I bet you didn't know that vitamin E, which is an essential nutrient that's involved in pretty much every single thing that happens in the body, especially around how cells divide and grow, around bone health and muscle function, for the immune system, for the intestine, for the liver, for the kidney. Pretty much every system in the body needs and depends on vitamin D. But I bet you didn't know that vitamin D plays a major role in helping the body stay hydrated, helping the skin stay hydrated and moist. According to an article here published in the Journal of Investigative Dermatology, in the Journal of Nutrients,
There's a relationship that was found between vitamin D insufficiency and dry skin. Researchers discovered that participants with lower vitamin D levels also had lower average skin moisture. Not surprising when you think of all the wonderful things vitamin D and fats do to keep the skin healthy and moist. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Ryan Liddell coming up at the bottom of the hour. Your call's next, 844-236-6010.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. And Got some lines open for you. If you're on hold, hang on. We'll get to you in just a sec. Ryan Liddell at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about his book, Everything the Government Does is Bad for Us. I love that title. The word government comes from the French gouverner, which means to control or to channel. And that's basically what government does. It controls things and it channels things. And maybe we need to have government, but certainly government should be somehow regulated and watched. Otherwise, government can get out of control. We've all experienced that over the last couple of years, government being out of control. And a case could be made that everything the government does is bad for us. At least that's what Ryan does in his book. We'll talk to Ryan Liddell at the bottom of the hour. Get your calls to segment 844-236-6010. So, the importance of fats for the skin cannot be underestimated. That's essential fatty acids. If you take essential fatty acids out of the diet of a laboratory animal, you will almost immediately, certainly within days, start to the animal start to manifest skin problems. And within weeks, the animal will have dry skin, itchy skin, rashy skin, perhaps eczema or inflamed skin. That's because fats are building blocks for skin biochemistry. There's three interesting fats that stand out. We talked about vitamin D in our last segment. We talked about sphingolipids in our last segment. But there's also another kind of fat, which you've all heard about, but we sometimes don't appreciate its relevance for the skin. And that is the endocannabinoids, like CBD. Like THC, it turns out that dermatological impact of the cannabinoids is pretty darn significant. And that doesn't necessarily mean putting CBD on top of your skin, but it means taking in basic building blocks of the cannabinoids, the endocannabinoids. And guess what the basic building block of the endocannabinoids is? Essential fatty acids, particularly omega-6 essential fatty acids. I was just reading, I don't want to mention this guy's name, but I was reading this doctor who I ordinarily rely on and trust, and starts with an M, and he has a email list. I'm on his email list. I get all of his newsletters and such, and I usually like what he says, but today I was kind of surprised because he was talking about the problems of omega-6s. He said he was blaming omega-6 fats for a lot of health problems. He was blaming omega-6 fats for much of our inflammatory disease crisis and epidemic that we deal with in this country, because omega-6 fats get converted into inflammatory molecules. And I was very surprised, because this doctor usually knows what he's talking about, but in this case he didn't, because omega-6 fats are incredibly important. Yes, they're pro-inflammatory, but inflammation is not necessarily a bad thing. You can't heal without inflammation. You can't repair wounds without inflammation. You can't recover from injury without inflammation. Inflammation is a part of the protective response. The problem isn't inflammation when it comes to diseases, and certainly we know there's a relationship between inflammation and disease. The problem isn't the inflammation, it's the excess inflammation. And to just completely eliminate omega-6s from the diet is really not very smart. And I was very surprised to see the doctor encouraging this. But especially for the skin, because omega-6s get converted into endocannabinoids. That's right. And they get converted into ceramides, which we talked about in our last program for barrier repair. And omega-6s in particular, or make one particular molecule that's very important for the skin, especially if you're dealing with an inflammatory condition, called GLA, gamma-linolenic acid. Very underappreciated omega-6 derivative. So omega-6s play a major role, very important role in skin health. And one of the most important reasons is because they are converted into endocannabinoids, into these very important molecules that play a role in controlling how skin cells divide and grow, along with sphingolipids and eicosanoids. I know these words are mouthfuls, but they're really important molecules when it comes to skin health. You have three of the most important fat modulators, fat control modulators, skin cell membrane control agents, and all of biochemistry. Eicosanoids, by the way, are like natural aspirin. They're natural molecules of inflammation and anti-inflammation. And guess where they come from? They come from essential fatty acids. Just another reason to make sure that you're using your ultimate EFAs and ultimate EFA plus, no matter what your skin health issue is. Even if you don't have a skin health issue, everybody needs essential fatty acids. Omega-6 and omega-3, no paying attention to any simple-minded nutritionists or healthcare professionals that tell you not to use omega-6 essential fatty acids. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Ryan Liddell at the bottom of the hour. Let us say hello to Ken in Washington. I wonder if this is my buddy Ken. Is this my buddy Ken that came to visit me? Ken?
A little more, down, more, this way.
Ken, you're on the air.
Push it down, just straight down. Right.
All right,
stop,
we're gonna let Ken go here. Can you hear me, Ken?
Yes.
Are you there?
Hey, Ken.
Hey, who are you talking to, Ken?
Can I talk to Ben?
I'm holding it.
All right, I'm gonna let you go, Ken. I can't understand what you're trying to tell me here, so I'm gonna let you go. Let's go to Dorian in Virginia. What's going on, Dorian? How you doing, buddy?
Hi, Ben. I was just calling regarding chronic nerve pain in the feet and legs.
Neuropathy. Is that for you?
Yes.
Or for your mom?
Not for me. Not
for your mom?
No. My dad.
That is a classic sign of diabetes or blood sugar problems. I don't even want to say diabetes. You know, I don't like using the term diabetes because that is kind of like an official diagnostic name. It's a diagnostic term. The measurements for determining whether somebody gets a particular diagnosis are very arbitrary. Even if they're based on test scores, those test scores themselves are arbitrary, or at least somewhat arbitrary. They're usually based on some statistical manipulation. So I like saying dysglycemia, messed up blood sugar. Messed up blood sugar is behind much of the things that we suffer from, especially as we get older, chronic diseases, inflammation, and near the top of the list is neuropathies, which you're describing. Treat it as a blood sugar problem. See if you can notice when the neuropathies flare up and start to change the way your dad eats, or have him change the way he eats when he notices foods that trigger the neuropathy. And then use a couple of really key nutrients. One is called alpha lipoic acid, awesome for treating neuropathy. Chromium, vanadium, thiamine, selenium, and niacin. Those are my favorite blood sugar stabilizing nutrients. And indeed, neuropathy should be considered a blood sugar problem, dysglycemia. Thanks, Dorian. Appreciate it. Got Ken back here. Let's see if we can get Ken on. Ken, you there?
Yeah.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, buddy.
Hey. Hey, you got a second to help me with my diagnosis?
What's your diagnosis?
Cholesteatoma.
Cholesteatoma. Is it in your ear?
Yeah, it's in my ear.
Yeah. That's just a growth in the ear, basically, and it's secondary to inflammation. Skin cells, and this is kind of like a skin cell growth, there's like something similar to skin cells inside your ear called epithelial cells. And these cells, the growth of these cells is tightly regulated. If cells grow too fast, it's a problem. If cells grow too slow, it's a problem. When they grow too slow, you get poor barrier repair. You don't repair your skin barrier effectively, or you don't develop your skin barrier effectively. And when it's growing too fast, you get growths. Growths should always be considered. Skin growth, skin tags, cysts, fibroids, and cholesteatomas should be considered, number one, a nutrient deficiency, especially vitamin A. And then also a digestive problem, especially around hormones, male hormone, and also insulin. And those are the areas I would be targeting. Send me an email, Ken, and I'll give you a personal consult. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Ryan Liddell, coming up next. You're listening to The Bright Side.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints, as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A mosque in the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol has reportedly become the latest target of Russian shelling as the invasion continues. More than 80 people, including children, were sheltering there, according to Ukrainian officials. If there are any casualties, that number's not known. The city has already been hard hit by the Kremlin. The estimated death toll there was more than 1,200. Meanwhile, Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, continued to encourage his people to resist the Russians. He said the Kremlin would need to carpet bomb the capital city of Kyiv and kill its residents to take the city. China is reinstating COVID restrictions to limit the spread of the coronavirus in several cities. The country is dealing with a spike in infections with less than 600 new confirmed cases reported Friday. The Texas Supreme Court stopped the last challenge to the state's law that practically banned abortions in the state. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Children trying to enter the U.S. will no longer be denied a chance to seek asylum. The change was announced late Friday by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It said that expulsion of unaccompanied non-citizen children is no longer needed to protect public health. The change comes ahead of a court order that would have allowed the Biden administration to expel unaccompanied children seeking asylum under Title 42. That policy was introduced in March 2020. Hang on to your wallets. USA's Chris Russell in the Northeast explains why.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is warning there could be another year of high inflation. Amid the uncertainty caused by the invasion of Ukraine, prices have soared at their fastest pace in 40 years over the last 12 months. The latest data from the Labor Department shows consumer prices climbed 7.9% in February from a year ago, the largest annual increase since January of 1982.
About 6,500 Russians are stuck in Thailand due to sanctions issued after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Because credit card companies like Visa and MasterCard have blocked Russian banks from their networks, Russians traveling abroad have been unable to pay their bills. Thai officials are searching to find cheap options for Russians who may need to stay in the country for a little longer and are extending visas for free for the next 30 days. You can listen to us anytime at our website. The web address is usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Saturdays and Sundays, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And 24/7 on our archive page, brightsideben.com. You'll find the longevity products up at brightsideben.com, as well as the Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business. You can also call 866-735-2470 or head to my blog, pharmacistben.com, or our videos and news stories and blog posts and interviews, which are all up at criticalhealthnews.com. We've got a Join the Team link on all our sites. Or you can also call 866-735-2470 for more info. If you're an entrepreneur, you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, it's an ideal business opportunity, a win-win business opportunity where you make money and you help change the world at the most basic and fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition. Admittedly, being an entrepreneur is not for everybody. But if you find the entrepreneur lifestyle exciting, thrilling, it really is. You never know what's next when you're an entrepreneur and you own your own business. But it's also unspeakably valuable if you like being independent and if you're a free thinker. And speaking of being a free thinker, and speaking of building a strong, powerful, home-based longevity business, I'm really excited to talk to our guest today, who is doing just that. He's a young guy. I met him about 7 or 8 years ago, and we hit it off right away. He found my stuff very interesting, and I found him very fascinating. He's an artist and as well as a writer, and he understands the scam that's going on in our world in terms of how we're controlled via our bodies, via our health or lack thereof, and including via our minds as well. Ryan Liddell is an author, a prolific author, I might add. He's from Toronto, Canada. He's not a college graduate. He doesn't have university degrees, but he is an avid reader and one of the smartest guys I've ever met in my life, and certainly one of the most ambitious and interesting. Please welcome to The Bright Side, author of Everything the Government Does is Bad for Us, Ryan Liddell. What's up, Ryan? Mr. Liddell, are you there, my friend?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I hear you now. I always have problems with this button here. Nice to have you on The Bright Side, Ryan. Thank you so much. Did you like my intro?
I did, but you gave out my government name. My government name is Ryan Liddell. People would usually know me by my pen name, Ryan Alexander.
That's right. I totally forgot. You know, it's funny because I was looking for your emails in my inbox, and I was looking for your government name. So what do you mean by your government name? Tell me about that. What is that?
Well, that's just a legal name. And now, Ben, people are going to think we're in the Illuminati or something. That changed his name. That's shady business. No, I just don't really.
You have a pen name, Nom de Plume.
Yep.
Yeah, all great authors have a pen name, and you're a great author, too. How many books do you have now, Ryan?
Six or seven, I think.
That's amazing to me. And how old are you?
I'm 32.
You're 32. You certainly don't seem 32, Ryan. So when I met you, you were about 24. I met you about 6 or 7 years ago, right? 25?
Yeah, 25.
Isn't that crazy? So you're 32, you got 6 books under your belt, and I want to talk about, I love the title, Everything the Government Does is Bad for Us. I want to get into that. But tell us the names of your other books, or tell us what the other books are about real quick.
Well, we've got a cookbook out for Dr. Wallach. Everybody knows about Dr. Wallach here. That we've got Cooking Without the Bad Foods, Dr. Wallach's Cooking Without the Bad Foods. That was a heck of a lot of work.
Yeah.
My other health book is Fake Diseases.
I love that.
And that covers the overall message of what we do here and has a lot to do with the government as well. It really ties right into the same basic thing, the control of information through the control of language and how it doesn't help us at all to think about health in the way that they give it to us and how us on our end, we're legally constrained, you know, from speaking plain English with you, basically. So people need to understand how to speak about health. That's what fake diseases is all about, and you don't need to go to a medical practitioner. Basically, if you don't need to go to a medical practitioner, then it's not a real disease. That's what fake diseases is all about, going through all of the basic stuff that you probably talk about, you know, birth defects and blood sugar problems and all this stuff. As long as it doesn't require medicine, it's not a real disease, in my opinion, at least not according to the medical definitions of diseases requiring a licensed medical practitioner.
And
you
right.
mentioned I don't have a university degree of any kind. You don't need a university
you
to
don't.
Take care
you
of
don't.
Your health.
That's right. Like or to understand your body.
Learn to
or
heal themselves.
Yeah, or to understand your body, or to understand how your body breaks down, or understand how to repair it. And that's kind of...
Oh, of
yeah, people listening to this program, they recognize that. But the mainstream, that's crazy to most people. Crazy to my mom, crazy to my brother. The idea that you wouldn't have to go to a medical professional, that you are just as capable of assessing your body and taking care of it as any medical professional, just as capable with a little bit of research and just a tiny little bit of understanding. You don't even need to have a lot of understanding. It's kind of like a figuring out the perpetrator of a crime. You just do forensics. You know what I love about what you're doing, though, Ryan, is you have figured out a way to tap into the longevity business opportunity, and you're doing really well. And there's so many people who either say they don't want to do the business, or they don't know how to do the business, or they're not successful with the business. I have a friend in Canada. I don't know if he's listening, and he hasn't called me for a while, but he's periodically will call me. Oh, I can't make the business grow. I can't do it. I don't know what to do. And he has kind of a bad attitude, and I'm always kind of ragging on him about that. But it seems like you figured something out that a lot of people need to know. What's your secret, Ryan?
Well, I mean, I like the concept of Start With Why. Simon Sinek, the great book, Start With Why. And for me, this was a moral obligation. You know, I grew up in pain for the first 25 years of my life, right up until the point where I met you. I still hadn't, the day that I met you, the first time, I still hadn't achieved my result, basically. So once I did it properly, boom, I was out of pain. And I mean, again, crippling, lifelong pain. You know, I was born with birth defects and all this stuff. And sometimes
you were born with a birth defect?
School.
You had a
birth defect?
You were born
with my hips that were dislocated and wrapped around my head. You know, I wouldn't,
wow.
I wouldn't have survived birth if it weren't for the miracle of modern medicine as it is in emergency medicine,
yeah, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
But they couldn't do
big,
a darn
big
thing
respect.
Chronic
big
pain.
Props. Big props for medicine when it does heroic medicine, I have to say. Thank
you
for pointing
my
that
mother
out.
And myself would have died, you know, for sure. But that's where they shine. And where they don't shine is chronic pain, muscle pain, mm-hmm. back pain, stomach pain, headaches, Tourette syndrome, you know, uncontrollable shaking, all this type of stuff. And all of that disappeared within a week on Dr. Wallach's program, doing it properly. You know, it takes a while to figure out how to do it properly sometimes, but boom, did it, fixed myself, and then all of a sudden, I had to tell people. Right?
Mm.
So some people are like, oh, this is hard to do. I don't know, not really. You can find ways to reach more people. We used to do this at farmers markets, and you remember, you always tell the story coming out to my godforsaken town that I lived in and speaking to eight people or whatever, yeah. Whoever showed up.
That was a godforsaken town. What was the name of that town? That was a godforsaken.
Peterborough, Ontario.
Peterborough.
Sorry for anybody who still lives there. Very, 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 very strange place. End of the world,
like,
kind of place.
Yeah, a lot of inbreeding probably. That's a lot.
No,
that's
I don't know. I live in a much smaller place now that's much more vibrant, but the point is, you could do this on farmers markets. You could do this person to person. I told all my friends. We got my family involved, you know. And now we do it on Instagram, and largely
I love
on
what
Instagram,
you're
basically.
How many followers on Instagram?
Thousands.
How many followers? Yeah.
Between all the accounts, over 70,000. I'm assuming there's some overlap there. But
guys, listen. Everybody listening to this program, you should be taking notes on what Ryan has to say. You're doing it. You're doing some amazing, amazing work, Ryan. All right, hang tight. We'll take a break, and then when we come back, I want to get into your book with a very, very compelling title. Everything the government does is bad for us. Ryan Alexander is with us on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll return right after this.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. We're talking to Ryan Alexander, prolific author, about his latest book, Everything the Government Does is Bad for Us. All right, cool title, Ryan. Aren't you a little cynical? Because is that really true? Everything the government does is bad for us? What's your take on that? Tell me about that.
Well, I wanted a dramatic title, and unfortunately, I think I was a little bit too literal with the title. I think people think that, you know, just by reading the title, you might understand the book. But no, it's quite a nuanced thing. And within the book, I don't outright say that, you know, we can completely abolish government, maybe in theory, maybe in the future, not right now. The main problem is that most of what the government does, I mean, the practical things, you know, roads and infrastructure and so on, that can be done by private businesses just as effectively and efficiently as the government.
But do you trust private
more
businesses?
Importantly,
you would
well,
trust...
hold on. More importantly, most of what the government does doesn't actually need to be done. You know, there's a major World War III thing happening right now that definitely doesn't need to be done as a good example. Do I trust private businesses? I trust the market, and I trust that we can make businesses accountable, and businesses largely are accountable, by the way. In my opinion, most of them that are not accountable are protected government monopolies. You know, think about the major major oil companies and drug companies. Yeah, of course, these are protected by the government. They don't have to be accountable to us.
Yeah.
And that accountability factor would be quite easy to do. It's easy to do on the small scale. I talked about my own town administration, which I don't really consider the government at all. They take our tax money, which is reasonable. I'm not against taxes completely. I'm just against unreasonable taxes. But in the case of our little town, you know, our property taxes pay for our water and our streetlights and our road maintenance, and everything's debated in town halls, and, you know, and literally the town gets together and decide which roads need to be fixed and yada yada. And it's a fairly efficient system that I don't have a problem with. It becomes a problem on a major scale, and becomes major problems when we don't even know what they spend their money on, these black budget projects and everything. And when it comes to health is the main reason that I even wrote the book. Because my country has been essentially destroyed in the last 2 years for our own good. You know,
you say your country, you mean Canada? Are you referring to Canada?
Canada.
Yeah.
There's entire cities in Canada that are boarded up, places that I've lived to, that have brought tears to my eyes just driving through them now. And they, you know, they're scary places at this moment where they were thriving, booming little towns before. And again, now they're just, they're dead. And this was done deliberately by the government. I'm not saying that they did it deliberately to crush those towns, but the effects of their policies were very evident early on. And, you know, some of these places are completely dependent on cross-border travel and so on. So it was obvious that there was going to be immense suffering because of these policies, and nothing was done about it, of course. I don't know if you know, but the U.S. spent $4 trillion in 2020 on healthcare for our own good. And in my opinion, this was $4 trillion wasted, especially considering the fact that a lot of actual useful things that you could get from healthcare, you could no longer get them during the pandemic. And in Canada, you still can't get a lot of basic... Well, you got mental health care, you know?
Well, mental health care, yeah.
Especially in Canada, there's lots of services that are useful to people. I mean, even your walk-in clinic and stuff like this, like, you can't walk into a clinic anymore. You can't walk into a hospital anymore. If your friend or grandmother is dying in the hospital, you can't go see them anymore. You know, so there was a real human aspect to the healthcare system, which would, you know, I'm not completely against that. I'm against unnecessary things like you are. But some of the things are necessary, and some people do need the mental health care services, and so on and so on. And some people do break their leg and need to go into the emergency room. And largely, we were cut off from actual health care. Again,
suicides are up, and rates of alcoholism are up, and people are depressed, and there's all kinds of horrible emotional things that are associated with the measures people took, governments took, for our health. Completely oblivious to the impact. How about for kids? How about for little kids? What do you think that does to little kids? The masks and the freaking out about killing
totally
grandma.
Ruined some of them.
Yeah.
Totally ruined some of them. My mom's a teacher, by the way, so I've watched this farce of remote learning, and I said in the book, I don't even think remote learning is a real thing. I think that's a made-up word to just justify what they're doing here. But you will go from one teacher, it used to be one teacher for like whatever, 10, 20, 30 kids, and now to force these small children to do the remote learning thing, which is basically them playing on the computer, there's adults in the room with each one of these children. So we're talking about a classroom full of 30 people. You've got my mom doing it remote. You've got her assistant doing it remote. That's two adults. But then you've got an adult overseeing every single one of those children. There's 32 mm-hmm. adults now. For 30 children, right? We just totally split this equation, and I don't think they learned a darn thing. None of them. I think it's robbed a couple of years of their life, crucial years. And I have problems with education as it goes on, and waste our time in high school and so on and so on. It doesn't teach us about life. It doesn't teach us about business. But those early years in school, that's when we get most of our socialization. Mm. I don't know about you, but pretty much everything I learned about life was from getting a dirty look from someone else or getting punched in the arm by some other kid. You know, this is how you learn to be social.
Yeah,
this is how
right.
you learn what's right and wrong. You know, this is how you learn to get along with people. You
right.
need to see faces and all this stuff. And having that part of childhood taken from people has probably turned a group of kids now into psychopaths. And, you know, a lot of the psychological literature doesn't really agree on whether you can reverse some of these serious psychological scarrings that happen at certain times in life. So these kids that this just hit right before they went to school, for example, or they were in grade one or grade three, you know, I think this has immeasurably impacted their psychology, their overall mental health. And if they continue to live in fear the way that they've been taught by their government during this time, I think we're going to have a generation of people immensely, immensely screwed up. And frankly, I don't want to see these kids when they're growing up, you know, if they don't correct this, and they might not be able to. I'm scared. You know, what kind of world are we going to have? These people are going to be running our stuff. You know, these people are going to be responsible for things in the world, and I'm terrified to see what happens from this, truthfully.
Well, let me ask you this. How much responsibility does the individual have in letting government get away with this or giving away their power to government?
We're very responsible, but, you know, it's hard to blame the victim here. Like, people...
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
The visa thing and the whole, you know, thing about your health. Like, people didn't know. They fell for it because they trust the government. And that was probably the biggest mistake, first and foremost, you know, and continuing to trust the news media and thinking that they're independent when they're clearly just a branch of government. And social media as well, this exact same token, you know, they're completely complacent in the government control of information, including what you would need to know about face coverings, you know, pharmaceutical injections, essential nutrients. Like, all of this information has been blocked and distorted, and you can forgive the average person to a degree for not knowing this because they don't know it, that's why we're in business. That's why we do what we do, what we talked about in the last segment. You know, that there is a mission that here that you and I and Dr. Wallach and all this that we're all on because the public doesn't know. But at the exact same time, why doesn't the public know? Since 1910, the Flexner Report, Abraham Flexner, you know, basically outlawed every other school of medicine except for allopathic conventional mainstream medicine. Mm-hmm. And so we've had this control system of information for well over 100 years, and this is the result. It's a population that does not know about basic nutrients. You know, people are acting like vitamin D is a new thing. People are like, hey, did you hear vitamin D is good for you? We're like, duh. It's called a vitamin. Vital.
That's a nutrient
system, of course. Why didn't our doctors tell us? Why didn't our school tell us? Because there's corruption at every level, basically, of the information when it comes to our health. And I would argue when it comes to our finances as well. And if we are to ever be free and in control of our lives, it's those two concepts, health and wealth, that are going to do it. It's part of why I love this business, by the way. It's because it combines both. You know, you can get healthy and make money doing it.
Yeah, we only have about a minute here. So it's somebody who's struggling with their business, the longevity business, or even thinking about joining the business. Give us like one or two things that people could do right away to start generating some funds, to start making some money and selling products.
Well, I love the online thing. I mean, you speak online. The world needs to know this. The fact that the world doesn't know this means there's still an open market for it. People ask me all the time, well, hey, your account's pretty big. Is there still room for me? Of course, they've only got a few tens of thousands of followers. There's hundreds of millions of people on Instagram. There's billions of people on YouTube and Google and whatever. You know, people are looking for this information. They are hungry for it. And people are waking up to the BS that's out there in the mainstream media and, you know, thinking that they're waking up to the masks don't work and all this kind of stuff. So, I mean, we've got a whole millions and millions of people coming into this marketplace now. The opportunity is ripe. Find your voice and start putting it out there because you can do it. You can do it online. You can do it in real life. It's easier online. You know, you have to actually do it. You have to keep doing it consistently.
Consistency is the key. Ryan, we're just out of time. Thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it. The book, Everything the Government Does is Bad for Us. Where can people get the book?
They can get the book on Amazon, and they can go to my book. They can go to my website, noticebooks.org. N-O-T-U-S, not us, books.org. All of my books are there, and all the audiobooks and videos, they're all free, by the way, all the audiobooks, and you can get all
that's
that
awesome.
On a book on my website, noticebooks.org.
Noticebooks.org. Thanks so much, Ryan. Have a beautiful, beautiful evening. I'll talk to you soon. That's all
Thank
the time
you,
we have for today, folks. Thanks for listening. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.